na 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 na. Fancy Nancy, she's got it all.
I've got it all. Welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in today. A beautiful day as it is, and a beautiful day to have a special guest as well. If she's listening, I'll be opening her mic soon, so have a sip of water and get ready. Today, I'm having author and comedian Kathy Perkins. She calls herself a somewhat broke and very broken poet and comedian, and is the author of a chapbook-sized collection of semi-humorous to bawdy to as far-reaching as educational poetry, limericks, and a joke or two. She used to be on legs on each side of a racehorse, a.k.a. an exercise rider, an owner-trainer for Thoroughbreds. And gosh darn it, ish, she wasn't a farmer and is still a mother of one. Okay. Well, there you go. We're going to open up. We're going to talk about her book called Utter Uproar, U-D-D-E-R, Uproar. And now I'm going to introduce our guest. Open up her mic. Here we go. Kathy?
Hey.
There you are.
Good
okay.
Nancy. Yeah. Here
good
I
morning.
Am.
I'm glad the time worked out. I like your description of your job. Leg
well,
on either side.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was when I was lucky. And most of the times I was lucky, but there are a few times where my legs came off of either
yeah.
side. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that wasn't funny.
Nah, it's never funny. What can I say? It is never funny. But now you've turned that. You're still doing horses, I believe, right?
Well, I work at a racetrack part-time, holding a stop sign and a walkie-talkie so horses can cross the road. And I report, I communicate with my peers via walkie-talkie.
You're a crossing guard for horses.
I am a crossing guard for horses. And I have been promoted to relief person. So not only do I give comedic relief in the evenings, I do it in the mornings to the other horse crossing guards because it's really stressful. It is.
Okay. Well, I imagine you have 1,000 pounds of something crossing the street. Anything would be with that would be a little bit. And so you're kind of, did you grew up in Kentucky as well?
No, I moved here in 1984. And I grew up, I was born on the West Coast in California, moved to the East Coast. My father was Navy and actually
okay,
he was a command. He was a commander, an Annapolis grad, and we moved to Newport, Rhode Island when I was 6 weeks old. And we lived pretty much Newport, Falls Church, Norfolk, Virginia, so on the East Coast, and my father was stationed in Key West for two and a half years, and then we moved to D.C. when he retired. So I grew up on the East Coast.
Yeah, well, definitely anywhere there's a base, that's where you grew up. You're in good company. I think Jim Morrison as well was a military boy.
Okay.
So you're in good company with that, though.
Yeah, I don't remember playing with him, though.
Well, I hope not. I think he died. But anyway, let's talk about your latest venture. Now, I know you do comedy because I've seen you on Facebook and doing your comedy and talking about your work, which is always very funny. And tell me about your latest project now.
Well, I really, I just had a book published. It came out in January of this year. I'm sort of working on another one, but I'm actively working on getting stronger. I broke my leg last July, falling out of a bar called Falls City, getting ready to perform comedy.
Oh, gosh.
So,
well, you're lucky enough
that
they would have had to shoot you.
Well, that would have been okay, trust me. I've learned a long time ago, once you're dead, you really don't know what's happening. No, I didn't. I don't know if we know that. I'm trying to do some book promotions, readings. I have one scheduled for May 8th. I think it's May 16th at the Berea Arts Council in Berea, Kentucky. And I just did quite a few in the last 2 months. So I have a writer's conference on coming up this Saturday. I'm trying to sell books at. So I'm trying to be a writer.
Yes, of course. I know. Well, tell us about this book. Okay.
Well, Utter Uproar came about because of a poem. I love words. And one year I decided, I think it was either during National Poetry Month, which is now April, or there's something called Lexington Poetry Month, which is June, that I was going to write 30 poems using, or at least 30, but using the letters of the alphabet. And then I went one step further and decided that it would be just one letter per poem. And I wrote this poem called Utter Uproar using the letter U. And that is what became the title of my book. And I am very proud of the fact that I learned many new words and during this endeavor. But I probably have to look them all up again. I don't remember very well.
Nobody does. So what inspired you to write the book?
Well, I've been writing poetry for a long, long time, and one of my poetry teachers did a manuscript boot camp, and I had worked on manuscripts before for chapbooks and had sent them off, but I guess they just weren't good enough and they weren't finished enough. But about a year before I did my publisher's boot camp, I had done another class with her, and she told me, she said, I want to publish your collection. And I sent her one, but she had gone off to her homeland of Bulgaria, and so she was out of town for almost a year, and I think that was like the COVID or post-COVID year. And but after the boot camp, she told me again. She said, I want to publish that, so get it to me. So I did, and And I wanted it to be a humorous collection because I wanted it to sell. I didn't want it.
Well, you never know. Humor is good. Self-help is good. I read the book. It's a range of emotions going on in your book. And it's called a chapbook, usually referred to as a chapter book, I believe, because it's not a terribly big book. So it's an easy read.
Well,
so.
And my publisher told me I had a full-length collection, but this is what it got edited down to. So I was like, well,
oh,
to me,
just anything
this
is good.
Full life. Yeah.
You're living your dream sort of thing, a bucket list. This is what you wanted to do, and you've been doing it for a while, so you wanted to get it out there and get it published, and you're doing the route. You're doing readings, which is good, too. Let's give them your website, please. Say your website.
Well, I don't have a website. I have one
that's
being worked on.
Oh, that's right. I think we talked about this. I just remembered.
Yeah, it's so sad. The gentleman I hired to do my website, after I paid him, he died like 3 months later. And the people
Sorry,
I have
nothing.
Contacted to, you know, it's all right. hopefully he had some family to give
all I kept
I
thinking, when you said that, just would it kill you to finish my website?
But yeah, you know.
Anyway.
Well, apparently the things that he asked me to pay for, like the host, nobody else can work with. So I've had to.
No, because once they have that, yeah, I know all about that. Once they have it, they have the code, they have the password, so the only one can do it. But just so you know, and I think I've mentioned it before, you can do this all yourself on GoDaddy.
Oh,
and they'll give you a page.
I'm sure you've mentioned it before, and I applaud you for having such high confidence in my abilities.
If they give you one page, it's cut and paste. You can do this. It's one page. I mean, they give you a page when you get your domain.
Okay, but you just don't know me and the internet. It is a rabbit hole. And before I cut and paste two things, I will have gone down a whole other rabbit hole of something. And then I would have to write a poem about it. And it would just be over. 40, 45, 50 hours later, I still would have no website. But
well, why don't we say the website where they can get your book? How about that?
Okay, well, you can find my book at Accents Publishing. And the web, what's the website here? Oh, https://accents-publishing.com/utteruproar, period HTML. And you can buy my book there.
Good.
Yeah.
And you can watch your media on YouTube.
I do have a YouTube channel. Most of that is comedy. I don't think I got too many of my poetry readings posted up there.
No,
I
not
don't
yet.
I don't think I've had too many of them recorded.
did you get my note? Do you have the book available?
I do have the book available. I do,
okay.
Right in front of me.
I picked a couple of them, and I think I told you one.
You did.
But then I told you too that I liked, but then I like this yard is my yard.
Right. And
can you read that for us?
I can read it.
It took me a minute to get it. Wait a minute. This sounds familiar. This meter sounds familiar. And then I go, oh, okay, I know why. Okay.
Well,
so could you read that? Because
I
too have a yard. So I felt you there. All right, go
when
you're ready.
All right, this yard is my yard, and unfortunately I cannot sing it, and it's after Woody Guthrie's This Land is My Land. This yard is my yard, this yard is my yard, from the road front to the chain-link fence line, from concrete driveway to evergreen hedges, this yard is made for me, not you. When I go walking, I see large mountains of doggy doo-doo from your white Samoyed. I'm asking, please, keep him on your own land. My yard is made for me, not him. It doesn't matter that you're a neighbor, and a good one, too. I still get pissed off when I clean poop off soles of my red boots. This yard is made for me, not you. I know you left that son of a bee out to sneak on over and do his business. Please keep his ass off my tender bluegrass. This yard is made for me, not him. When sun comes shining, it heats his spoils. The smell of feces makes my gut roil. Don't let your damn dog come here anymore. This yard is made for me, not you.
I felt that one because I do have a dog, but I'm very good about it. But people walk by my yard, and I see them out there, and I'm going, where's their baggie? Where's their baggie? I'm not going to clean
well,
up, you know.
And I thought it was, for me, it's very sarcastic that we are always trying to be tolerant and more accepting and, you know, this land is your land, this land is my land. And here everybody gets their knickers in a twist about a little bit of whoop, rising where it shouldn't rise. So I wrote that. But,
yeah,
and,
I know. I was getting my ukulele. I was going to play it for you, but...
Get the ukulele
well,
and get it out
be?
In time. Because that's the one song I do know. That's why it sounded
really?
Like, what is this stuff? Yeah, that's, I do know that song on ukulele. But no, it's fun, and it's a fun one, and it's a nice message to leave in somebody's mailbox. But
well, you can buy the book and leave them the book in their mailbox because
with little post-it.
With post-its in this yard is my yard, that'll be, you know, I thought you would really enjoy this poem, but
I do.
Book, this book is
yes,
a
I
true
like
gift.
This, but and I liked what I liked about the book is, as I said, you run the gamut of emotions in it, from talking about yourself and your body parts to talking about your accident a little bit in there. And then just some other things, too. Okay. The other poem is page 40 and 41.
Well, 40 was actually This Yard is My Yard. 41
oh, sorry.
Is what's Up with Up. Is
yes.
that the one you liked?
Mm-hmm.
What's Up with Up? The ocean is where the sky used to be. Did they switch places while I slept? Clouds ride the currents of wild airs beneath my feet. Curling waves ebb and flow through the sky's tides. On wings of fins, fish fly upside down, perch on branches of lightning, feed on stardust. Birds swim from seagrass to ragged reefs. Undulating, sogged feathers steep from sinking. Fill bills with flying krill and plankton. Raptors wrap talons around quail-filled clam shells. I want to hoist my sails in the expanse above, let the currents glide my single-masted catch over upside-down oceans, spread my wings. And remember, I must float up to swim, fall down to fly.
Oh, that is so nice. And that's, I like that one too. That was, it was very insightful, very ponderous, I guess you would call it also, very ponderous of the times. And when you wrote these, how long did it take you?
Some of them came out fairly decent after five or six revisions. And edits. There's one poem in here. I think it's in here. The Fine Line, which might be the most over revised poem I've ever had the pleasure of writing. I don't know how it happened, but it took over 10 years for me to.
Whoa.
oh yeah. It went through many, 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 many changes. But I don't know. That might not be in here. But most of these poems probably took anywhere from 5 to 10 revisions to get them just right.
And what was your inspiration when you were writing them? It was just a feeling came over you? What was your...
Well, yeah, all these poems came about because of typically something that I thought or something that occurred in my world or the world. And my alphabetical poems, the YOY, the Fibonacci Fib, those were because of the prompt that I gave myself to write poems for every letter of the alphabet. So I have quite a few of those, and I could probably do a book, compile a book of them, an alphabet poem book, which is something that I have started to work on.
An alphabet
chapbook.
Centric.
So I would
book.
Yeah.
There's one you wrote that I want you to explain a little bit to me, because it says, "My sonnet disappeared." I think it's page 28. So here's what I wrote instead. Tell me, explain that to me.
Well, I don't think it was a MacBook that I had. I think it was another computer, and I was taking a class and writing a sonnet for the class. And all of a sudden, I couldn't find it. I was getting ready to print it out or something, and it was gone. And I'm like, what the heck? And I'm searching everywhere on my computer, and I couldn't find it. And one of the tools in writing, in the sonnet writing class, was to create a graph and have it so it was in the meter format of a sonnet. So you would have 14 lines going down and 5 columns, or 14 columns going down, 5 going across. But it has language in it that I cannot read for you, probably.
That you cannot read?
Well, I can bleep them.
I'm looking in there.
Reader.
No, you can read them on my show. Go ahead.
Okay.
You can read it.
I am so, can I say that? I am. So
yes, you can.
Being mad, insanely hot. I made a chart, pencil, a bull, 5 feet. It ran away before my eyes. I died inside. I tried to find. I searched high and low. My document, my cloud, my brain. The grass is gone. Vamoose, this loss, it sucks. I missed my work this day, so I am right. To learn to be better writer of songs. And then I said, fuck a foot, sucking I am. To hell with a pentameter. I can't, will not begin all over again. Will I invert or subordinate? I would rather coordinate than dactyl. Counterpoint and trochee might be the best thing for me.
it's reminiscent to me, like of a Kerouac or a Ginsberg kind of. That's what I'm hearing.
Well,
and I think you should do it. I think you should perform this one. This should be a performance piece.
As for people who can't see the book, it is in the graph form with
but I
two syllables
stage,
per.
That you just punctuating it as the poets did in the day, in that I am so fucking mad, insanely hot. I made a chart, pencil, a bowl, 5 feet. It ran away before my eyes. I died. You see what I'm saying? I think you should do it. You should do it as a performance piece, and it just as a rant. It comes off as a rant. I like it. I'm going to give
it
a thumbs up.
I was mad.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I think you can. I think you can perform as a rant. You know what? I'm looking at my switchboard here, and there's a caller, but I don't usually take numbers that I don't know, because the number is 1111111111. So I'm always suspicious, unless you know somebody was going to call in. That's a little suspicious.
Maybe they just type in one to try and come through.
Otis. 111111. No, it's seven. I mean, it's seven things, but it's just like I'm very suspicious. they have their hand up in the thing. But did you tell anybody to call?
Well, I posted it on Facebook, on my own Facebook page, and on my
you want to take a chance
Poetry
and see who's there?
Well, I think between you and I, if we can handle them.
Okay,
it's up to you.
Okay.
You're our host.
All right, let me see.
Hello,
are you calling in? Yes.
Yes, I am, and I'm a fan of Nancy's. Thank you so much for taking my call. I saw the text on Facebook.
Okay, do you have a question for Kathy?
Yes, yes. Well, first of all, I'm so glad to speak to you. Mother's Day is coming up, and you ladies are so funny, and my mom loves comedy as well. So I wanted to get your opinion on something. It's Mother's Day, and I want to do something special for her.
Buy my
book. Buy her book.
Buy my book and give it to her as a present. Have it mailed.
Or buy any of my books.
Love it.
Or any of my
Nancy's books.
I will, Kathy. I will. I absolutely love everything. And by the way, I agree. You should perform what you just read on your next show. It was excellent.
Yeah,
well,
isn't it? It's a great rant.
Yes.
I really like it. What's your name, sir? Excuse me. What's your name?
My name is Andrew.
Your name? Andrew. Okay. Thank you, Andrew. Andrew,
and
okay.
I wanted to
say, just, sure, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead first.
Well, what, okay. Just love your mother. That's all she wants. You don't have to do anything special. Just be there for her.
I love that. But this is why you ladies are entertainers, and this is where I think you can help me. What do you both think of writing a nice poem for my mom?
That's a great idea. I think you should.
I agree.
It's always good to write a poem. Yeah,
I've written many poems for my mother, yeah.
Yeah, Andrew, it's very like that. Or, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking of writing a nice poem, but because you're funny and my mom loves comedy. She loves so much comedy. She loves a lot of female comedians like yourselves. And I want to make it funny as well. Like, could it be funny and dirty, or should it not be funny, dirty for Mother's Day?
It should not be dirty at all. It's your mother.
And I say it should be dirty. Insinuate. Funny. Rich. Rich dirt. That's it.
Okay.
The rich dirt.
But
that's coming from, I'm a comic. I am a comedic poet. I'm just saying.
Listen, guys, I can't believe it, but it's been a half hour. Thank you, Andrew, for tuning in, and happy Mother's Day. And here we go. Let's see. Okay, last chance. Say the name of the book and where they can buy it. Can you believe a half hour?
Utter Uproar is the name of the book. You can find it at accents-publishing.com. You can find it on Amazon, Walmart. And Andrew, if you want me to write a poem for your mother, you can find me on Facebook at Poetry is a Passion or Kathy's Comedy, and DM me, and I can certainly work with you to write a poem for your mother.
There you go. You have it. So her books are available there. Don't forget to see Rhonda Hansen and a restored film with stand-up featuring Marsha Wallfield and Rhonda Hansen at Bam Rose Cinema, 30 Lafayette Avenue, Brooklyn, on Wednesday, April 24th at 7 p.m. Check that out. Go to Bam for more information. That was for Rhonda. And don't forget to check out Kathy Perkins. Utter
Uproar.
Utter Uproar.
Nancy Lombardo. Yeah.
And I think, again, it's just my suggestion, just a little confidence in your voice, and do these poems as a spoken word with emotion.
I do.
All right, I want to see this now. I want to see this one come out now. the sonnet.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for being a guest today on our show. And you have a good time getting those horses across the street. All right.
Oh,
this has been
you.
What's the Buzz New York with our guest, Kathy Perkins. Get her book. All right. All right. It was fun. But there's more poems in there, so get it today. All right. Big kiss. What's the Buzz New York? Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Nancy. Bye.
Okay, bye.